Story time, kids. This all happened when Caillou was just 3 years old. Today's story is called Caillou is Afraid in the Dark.
Good night, Caillou. Have sweet dreams.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Okay. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bed bugs. Oh. Mommy!
Caillou, what's wrong?
Bugs, Mommy.
There, all gone. They were just shadows.
But what about the scratchy monster?
I don't hear a scratchy monster.
There is a scratchy monster in here. He's making scratchy sounds.
I'm sure you think you heard something. But there's no need to be afraid of monsters. Do you know why? Because monsters aren't real. They're just make-believe. Good night, dear.
I'm not afraid of monsters.
It's okay, Caillou. It's just your toy, Snakey.
Yes, but there was a flying monster and a scratchy monster. It's in my room.
You probably just imagined you heard something, Caillou. I can't find anything.
But the scratchy monster, he went...
Try listening to the music box. It'll make happy sounds for you while you sleep. Good night, Caillou. The wind was making the tree branch hit the window. That's what was making the scary noise.
See, darling? Sometimes ordinary things can seem scary.
So the scratchy monster was just the tree? Look! The scratchy monster! It wasn't a monster. It was just Gilbert.
That cat.
You'll be able to sleep fine now, dear.
With a little help from Teddy.
There won't be any more scary sounds.
I know how Teddy can help make sure there won't be any more scary sounds.
Good night, Caillou.
What's the matter, kids?
Our friends are supposed to come and they're not here.
Well, while we're waiting, it's story time. Now, what did Caillou do today? Today's story is called Caillou's Friends. Caillou was feeling very sorry for himself.
Whatever's the matter, Caillou? You don't look very happy.
I've got nobody to play with.
Don't you have any friends?
No, I don't.
At that moment, Caillou really thought he didn't have any friends, and that made him feel even more sad and lonely.
I'm sure you must have some friends. Let's see if we can think of one. What about that nice girl, Clementine?
Clementine loves candies. Can I?
Nope. Okay. Want some? Oh, no! I'm putting the yellow ones in a row.
Caillou, that candy was on the floor. It's not going in your mouth.
Wait a minute. I have some more here. They're clean.
Well, that's one friend. Do you have any others?
I don't think so.
Let's see now. What about that boy, Leo?
Leo's funny.
What's so funny, you two?
Nothing, Mommy.
Well, now, that's two friends. Do you have any others?
No.
Really? What about Gilbert? Isn't he your friend?
Yay!
Caillou had forgotten about Gilbert. Of course Gilbert was his friend.
Yay, Gilbert, you're my friend.
Caillou was much happier now. He started out thinking he didn't have any friends. But now he knew he had three. And now that he knew he had three friends, Caillou began to think about whether he had any more.
Rosie's my sister, Grandma, but she's my friend, too.
That's right.
Caillou?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Hinkle. And Mr. Hinkle's my friend, too. I have lots of friends, don't I, Grandma?
Yes, you do. Look who's coming!
It's Mommy and Daddy! Mommy, Daddy, you're my friends, and so's Rosie and Gilbert and Mr. Hinkle and Clementine and Leo.
Are those all your friends?
Yes.
Aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yes! And you're my friend too, Grandma.